This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. And we are coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Let me make sure everything's turned right here. We don't want to. Let's turn that down. Let's try it.
Yeah. Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stocks. I published on YouTube today an interview with me and from Boyd's Gun Stocks, Dustin Knutson, who is the operations manager and general manager there. And they are committed to providing a product to you that makes your weapon work for you the way, exactly the way you want it to work for you. And that's why they have so many choices. That's why they have stocks for 255 brands and I think 1,500 models. It just, I sit back and I say to myself, self, could they possibly, is there something out there they don't make one for? Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, in my searching for a gun to replace my fascination that I had with Glocks, my first choice to go to when I first started that journey was the SIG P320. And the thing about it was is that I found the gun to be very utilitarian. I liked it. But then there were some problems that happened. Now, my first thing that attracted me to the gun was the fact that the Department of Defense decided to go with this. And they decided to go with this over the Glock. Now, Glock designed something, I guess it was the 19X, a Glock 19 with a 17-round capacity, which is sort of like the P320 I have in my room over there. They're still convinced they have the best pistol for the job, and the company feels like they got screwed on the deal. And none of this was helped by the news breaking that the P320 could drop if your fire if you dropped it in a certain manner, to be sure. Now, we're hearing this about the M17 and M18 pistols that the military currently has, which is probably making Glock feel pretty good about themselves at the moment. I don't know where this is coming from, but here's the text verbatim. The U.S. Army's decision to select two versions of 6 hours 9mm P320 pistol as the new standard sidearm across the service was not without controversy, including a formal protest by competing gun maker Glock, which claimed the service didn't complete certain critical tests. The Pentagon recently released a report that shows testing of the M17 and M18 handguns exposed a number of significant and persistent deficiencies, including firing accidentally if a shooter dropped the gun, ejecting live ammunition, and low reliability with traditional ball cartridges with bullets encased inside a full metal jacket. These and other details were in the Pentagon's Office of the Director of Operational Test and Evaluation review of such work during the 2017 fiscal year, which it published earlier in January 2018. This regular report covers a wide variety of high-profile weapon systems and other important equipment across the U.S. military, including the Modular Handgun System program. In January 2017, they chose Six Sauer to supply a total of more than 300,000 of the full-size M17 and compact M18 pistols as part of that project, a deal worth approximately $580 million. By the way, when you break that out into the number of guns, I've heard that the guns were $207, and unless each, but that is $207 would be about, I don't know, $650,000, $620,000, I don't know. It wouldn't be $580 million. No, it would be more than that, but it wouldn't be $580 million. And somebody told me today that that broke out to $1,933 a gun. Now, the other U.S. military services are now considering following suit and adopting the guns, and the companies make essentially the same gun available to civilian shooters as well, which is the 320 without the safety. According to the Director of Operational Tests and Evaluation, the guns experienced a number of issues in testing between April and September 2017, which is the end of the period the report covers. The first of these was a publicly known issue that the pistol could go off if the user dropped the weapon. Needless to say, an accidental discharge could be dangerous to the shooter of or those around them. They discovered this issue during the initial product verification test, but it is unclear when specifically the service became aware of the problem. Six Sauer did subsequently make unspecified changes to fix this issue in the M17 and M18 pistols, which is the same thing they're doing now to guns if you're a civilian and with a 320. A few issues I have here. Now, the dropping of the weapon and it firing accidentally is known to only work on one axis. So how many times did the military create that axis? You only have 300,000 of these things. How many times did you replicate the axis? Did you know the axis existed? Did you grab it and start hitting it in the back with a hammer? And then, how did I have yet to understand how, I mean, I have shot every one of the 320s in every configuration except the compact. I've shot the carry. I've shot the full size. I've shot the FLS. I've shot them all. And, you know, I can't get certain things to happen. Like, how do you eject live ammunition? And because, you know, I'm out there training with this stuff, do you know what kind of ammo I'm using? Yeah, I'm using Full Metal Jacket ball ammunition. The kind that, where the bullet's enclosed inside a Full Metal Jacket. Yeah. The kind they say that somehow or other these guns in the military can't function with. Now, I was in the military. Is there something going on in the military right now to where I don't understand it? I don't understand how a gun inadvertently ejects. I would love to see that test. Now, if they get out there and say, well, it was a double feed. Are we sure it isn't the magazine? Did you get bad magazines? Could that be it? I don't know. What is this thing about the ball ammunition is what everything fires. The regular Full Metal Jacketed ammunition has never been an issue, and it is not an issue in any of the civilian SIG P320s. So what have they done to the, and I'm almost certain they haven't done anything to the military version. I'm sure that the fans of the Glock are pretty, you know, feeling pretty smug right now. And there's nothing wrong with Glock, you know, Glock. But you know what? Glock has had their issues. I mean, when they were brand new, they had plenty of issues. They had recalls out the wazoo. The M9 had some teething problems in the early days, the Beretta. So none of those, you know, I know none of those were was the weapon supposedly ejecting live rounds. I'm still trying to figure out how that happens. I mean, I'm trying to play this in my, I mean, the only way that I know of to eject a live round is to rack a round into the chamber and then pull the slide back again, which then racks another round into the chamber, but you eject the live one that was out there. And it doesn't, you have to do it voluntarily. It's not an accidental thing. So I read this report with a little bit of, it's sort of dubious to me. I have no problems carrying the SIG P320. What are you guys doing with this thing? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
These things, when you look at these things, and one of the things that intrigued me were the shapes. Now, I knew that they were ergonomically designed for you to assume certain postures and everything, but when I was talking to Dustin, what he was telling me was that what they had found was that with different people with their body types, some people had problems with a traditional type stock, so they developed a stock where your arm is almost going inside the stock. I mean, and all of the stuff they have is all made to order. So I know that certain people have looked at the videos so far, which for some reason I know YouTube is throttling it. Thank you, YouTube. But some people are looking at this and saying, would they make one with a little adjustment? I can tell you, yeah, they would. So check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Now, one of the few issues dividing the economic left and right today is their respective view on gun control. Generally speaking, in the most vaguest of terms, Republicans and conservatives support and respect a citizen's right to own a firearm to a greater degree. Or maybe the better way is to say they are not actively pursuing a way to take it down. Democrats and leftists are more likely to fight for gun control, believing it will bring safety to the nation. They claim this safety as more important than the freedom that it restricts. And despite this claim, there are serious contradictions with who the left thinks should own and control firearms. Now see, often citizens are shot or tased or brutally injured or even killed by police officers. Sometimes, just sometimes, those acts may turn out to be wrongful, and the courts seem to rarely deem them as such. But then sometimes, once they take a look at the evidence, it's hard to do it. Frequently, the officer in question receives no trial at all. Therefore, he's not punished because there was no trial. When these events occur, Democrats are often keen on pointing out cases of police brutality. Perhaps most famously, they spoke out against such police violence at their 2016 National Convention. But what makes these protests interesting is that the same ideology supports gun control enforced by U.S. police. Now, according to a Pew Research poll that shows that Democrats are more likely to lack confidence in the police force, it seems rather strange that they are willing to place the dangerous and complex issue of gun control into the hands of the police. When enforcing gun control, protests and lack of compliance may cause more conflict, injury, and death. So why then do Democrats oppose preventable violence in one area but not another? See, their desire for a police force that they often protest to enforce gun control is not the only contradiction. If police enforced gun control, Democrats would have to put full trust into the police force not to abuse this given power. If the state stops citizens from buying certain guns, this would not eliminate them. Instead, state-funded groups like the military, FBI, CIA, and the police would be the only ones with them. This transfer of ownership of firearms would create huge differences in power between the people and the government. So essentially, the Democrats are protesting one part of our government, yet they would like a law enforced, they turn to the same group of people. They have no problem giving power to the same group they accuse of committing murder. And that shows how fast some Democrats will go back on their word. If you're a supporter of gun control, you're living in a world of contradiction. Gun control is not anti-gun. It's simply giving the guns to a corruptible police force, if you believe they're corrupt, which I know a few. And without a doubt, just like anywhere else, they're bad people. The law of averages is going to necessitate that. then again, when we hear about all the crime that happens in the United States today, when we look at where our crime sits in relation to the rest of the world, when we actually look at it, when we look at where our crime sits in relation to our population, when we look, listen, if guns were the issue, Democrats, if guns were the issue, you wouldn't be writing these things. We would have already eliminated all of you. So it's not the guns that are the issue. It's not us that are the issue, because we're perfectly happy to, be nice to you. Despite the fact you want us dead. But I don't understand that. How could the police and Trump, you know, Trump's Hitler, he's a fascist, he's a racist, he's a bigot, he's a misogynist, he's a homophobe, a xenophobe, anything else with a phobe or an ist, he is all of those things. And yet, the gun grabbers, if they could do it today, they would give the monopoly of violence to the government, to Trump. Do you guys think about that when you're actually postulating all of these scenarios that you're laying out about what we're going to do and all this other stuff? Do you ever think about that in your moments where you're saying, we're going to give over in total and complete power and control to Trump? So either you don't believe what you're saying about him, or you haven't thought through what you're talking about. I would probably have to say that it's the latter. Because I'm almost certain that you, I know that you hate the military. I heard about that teacher, that punk teacher in California. Anybody listen to me in California, that teacher's a punk that was going out and vilifying the military. He's a punk. He doesn't deserve the freedom he's got. He doesn't. Heard all about that. You vilify the police departments. You vilify the cops that are in the police departments. But who are you going to call in that moment when you need your daddy to come and save you? It's going to be a cop. And if one is not there, then you're going to be looking to me. And you know what? We'll still help you. But I wouldn't keep pushing if I were you, but, you know, for right now, we're still going to help you because you're Americans. I know you don't feel the same way about me. When we get back, we're going to talk about how the TSA is sort of just a little bit of kabuki theater. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
From the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
One of the things that struck me about these the gun stocks that they make is that these are best tested in the firing position. Holding them any other way may give you a misleading sort of opinion of how these things work. So that might be a problem, and that's why I'm going to try to get one of every one of them and mount them to a rifle in the coming weeks, months, year. And I'll let you know what I think about these things. The one that I have, the At-One Stock, is a piece of genius. Ergonomically, all the, you know, it is definitely the stock that should be on a scout rifle. I'll put it that way. Boydsgunstocks.com. We live today in an era where we have adopted security theater as a psychological crutch to sustain this illusion that life is not quite so fragile as reality keeps telling us. To get on an airliner, You have to show acceptable papers, submit our luggage to radiation. We have to be groped, a lot like prisoners on suicide watch. We have to take off our shoes and our belts, although I didn't have to this past week. And you have to, all to gain privilege of being packed into shrinking seats to breathe whatever exhalations the children nearby wish to share with you. Commercial flying does not exactly light my fuse, if you know what I mean. Now, a piece of news that I've run across recently reveals that perhaps I've been doing things the wrong way. Because it turns out that all of these impositions that I just named are not necessarily after all. If I were a 66-year-old woman, I could simply get on board the aircraft and... or at least that's the way it was with Marilyn Hartman, a homeless woman who recently managed to get to London without the burden of tickets and travel documents. And that wasn't the first time she's done this. She's done this more than once. One attempt was to get to Hawaii, and she explained it to police by saying that she thought she had cancer and wanted to go someplace warm to die. She did not have cancer, and that incident is offered as evidence that she may be mentally ill by Joe Eskenazi of The Guardian. Though in the depths of winter, her reasoning doesn't sound all that insane, you know, sometimes. Eskenazi claims that Marilyn Jean Hartman hasn't really revealed serious weaknesses in airport security. His focus is on the treatment of the mentally ill in this country. But hold on a minute, Skippy. Yeah, she's an older white woman who doesn't look menacing, and though that hasn't always been a protection against abuses by the TSA. Still, Eskenazi is missing a point here when he claims that Hartman hasn't provided us a lesson on the limits of security. Is Hartman mentally ill? Now, as an ordinary person, using the term in plain English rather than the specialized sense of psychological experts, I'd have to say yes. There's a little more to her story than this that we can add to our deliberations. She believes that she has been targeted by a vast Illuminati network dedicated to a decades-long mission against her. According to her, Barack Obama has known about this for a quarter of a century, which goes back to before when he was even a state senator, for those keeping score, and he did nothing to help her. So, since I'm not sending a bill to an insurance company or sitting in official judgment, I'll draw what I think is the obvious conclusion here. So, what can we learn from this? Eskenazi sees this as an example of how we fail to take care of the mentally ill in this country. And I agree with him. But as a gun rights supporter and as someone who likes to come at topics from a very odd angle, I have a completely different take. Regarding how we deal with someone like Hartman, what if we were to choose to give her something useful to do? Now, claims to the contrary, she has spent years testing the weaknesses of our airline security. Give her a job. Let her test it some more. She has demonstrated practical expertise that many in the TSA lack. And more than that, she illustrates that our efforts at security theater are misplaced. People intent on doing harm and people whose minds work differently from the norm are going to find a way around the measures that we impose on the rest of us. Whether you're talking about controls on drugs, guns, or travel, the theatrical measures that we take to create the appearance of safety only affect the people who aren't doing anything wrong in the first place. We aren't being kept safe by our enforcement agencies. We're not being kept safe when they go after the methods used in yesterday's crimes. What does work is to focus on the things that motivate people to harm others. So, in other words, address the causes and not the symptoms. That's good advice when you're talking about treating mental illness rather than dealing with the aftermath in the rare case when a disturbed person actually commits violence. And it's good advice when terrorism is a subject. But busy work is easier in these circumstances than real solutions, and that's why we so often are bogged down in debates over gestures of the theater. Now, when I went through security, the first time I went through security, I pulled everything out of my camera bag, and they looked at me like it was crazy. So when I was coming back from Las Vegas, I just threw my backpack up there and just shoved it through. Put my phone in a little thing, you know, my watch, my wallet. Didn't take off my shoes, shoved that through the little scanner. They looked at it and said, okay. And then they gave me my stuff, and I was on my way. Through security, grade A. So, there you have it. I mean, I understand the need for security. Just like I understand what they're trying to protect against. They're trying to protect against somebody getting on board with an advice that will detonate, or an advice that will cut, or an advice that will shoot. And getting out there and looking for those things, and they had the canines coming through and sniffing all of us, at bomb canines, and item number one, are the people that work on the aircraft that load the baggage and load the peanuts and the ginger ale and all those, are they as scrupulously checked, or, you know, do they go through anything to be allowed on board that aircraft? They're not in the secured area. They're not in the general area. They're out on the tarmac. They're handling luggage. Who's watching them handle luggage? If I wanted to do something to a plane in flight, I don't want to go down with the plane. I'll be a baggage handler. So who's doing that? I know that there's suicide bombers and all this other stuff. But, you know, if we're going to get bogged down in a debate, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to do it all the way. You can't do it partially. You can't do it partially. Those of us that aren't going to do anything, you're disarming us. You're putting us in place to, you know, be set up. I don't know if there was an air marshal on board my flight. I did not ask. If there had been an air marshal on my flight, we were packed in there so tight, I don't know that he could have gotten to anything. So, have I given away what I think about commercial aircraft and flying in the United States? I got some more of that to do this year, too. Yay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here we go!
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. You know, for those of you that have a weapon that maybe you inherited from somebody, it's a perfectly viable weapon, and it, you know, maybe it's looking sort of dogged out. The metal of the gun, of course, is going to be a durable good. May need a little care, of course. Frog lube it. But the other part of it, the stock, well, they're not, you know, those age. And if you want to rejuvenate it, about the easiest way to do that is going to be with Boyd's. And go get one of their gun stocks and stick it on there. And believe me, you will like the result. And you can go traditional as far as the color or anything else. You can go like I do and get the zombie. I think mine is called the zombie green. I don't know how crazy it looks, but I think I get some good looks with it. Check them out. Boydsgunstocks.com. Zine Ron G. 24. He had really big dreams, and his dreams were demolished by demons. This, his hopes of young Zine Ron G., a University of Southern California engineering student from Inner Mongolia, died in 2014 at the hands of a then 19-year-old dreamer and his thug pals, Mexican illegal alien Jonathan Del Carmen, who first jumped the southern border at age 12, pled guilty to second-degree murder last summer and the savage robbery and fatal beating of G, who was walking home from a study group after midnight. And it wasn't Trump or the ICE agents or Republicans or conservative talk hosts who racially profiled Zine Ranji. It was dreamer Del Carmen and his partners in crime, Alberto Ochoa, 17, Andrew Garcia, 18, and Alejandra Guerrero, 16. The gangsters targeted G because he was Asian and assumed he must have money. Guerrero had sent Facebook messages about wanting to flock, which is apparently a slang word for robbing white and Chinese people. All campus neighborhoods around USC are dominated by Mexican mafia affiliates that target foreign students and shake down local businesses owned by law-abiding legal immigrants. Dreamer Del Carmen and his friend stalked G on a street corner in South Central L.A. before bashing him in the head with a baseball bat and a wrench. That attack was caught on multiple security cameras with multiple angles, and Zine Ranji managed to stagger home to his apartment, leaving a quarter-mile trail of blood behind him. And sometime during the night, he died in his bed. And the aspirations of his family, who sacrificed everything to send him to America to pursue his studies, perished with him. Dreamer Del Carmen and his friends drove off to a nearby beach to rob two more innocent people in a city and state that have defiantly declared themselves sanctuaries for people in the United States illegally. Not the best and brightest like Zine Ranji, but for lawless barbarians like Jonathan Del Carmen. G's father told Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge George Lamalee at Garcia's sentencing hearing, "It's like heaven fell down." G's aunt added, "His life was taken by these demons. They robbed and killed an innocent youth with very vicious means, and this was inhuman." Garcia received life in prison without the possibility of parole. G's parents' sentence was far worse. They have a brutal, violent, and permanent separation from their only child. In Washington, D.C., some families matter more than others, and victims of indiscriminate open borders like Zine Ranji don't exist. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, a proud promoter of sanctuary policies for illegal aliens, led more than two dozen Democrats in turning the State of the Union address into Take an Illegal Alien to Work Day. The platitudes whitewashed the bloody reality. Representative Nita Lowey, Democrat from New York, said, "I want to be clear. Dreamers are Americans." And she invited an illegal alien from El Salvador who now works at Apple. "They contribute to our economy, our communities, and our strength and stability as a nation." Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, brought a Mexican illegal alien, Cesar Montelongo, who's now enrolled in the MD-PhD program at Loyola University Chicago Stritch School of Medicine. Durbin said, "I hope Cesar's presence reminds Trump that what's at stake at the debate over DACA, the lives of hundreds of thousands of innocent young people who want to contribute to our country's future." The Democrats and the pro-amnesty radicals protest any glint of sunlight when it's shed on the destructive consequences of not enforcing our nation's immigration law. They claim it's unfair to focus on a single case or anecdotes, even as they promote DACA recipients as wholly unassailable cases of honor roll students, star athletes, talented artists, and valedictorians. And even as they tell you that gun control, if it saves only one life, is worth it. But it's not worth saving one life if they're DACA. This is nothing but propaganda. And this, you know, there's some open borders Republicans. They have fecklessly capitulated. It's an offense to decency and truth. Zine Ranji sounds like a very nice young man, a very driven young man who I'm never going to get to meet. You're never going to get to meet Zine Ranji. And who's going to know what he could have been? Here's a young person who, you know, he went through a lot to get where he was. He was pursuing his educational dream in America. He planned to return to China to use his knowledge to secure a better future for himself, his family, his community. This blind elevation of illegal immigrant dreamers above law-abiding Native Americans, naturalized Americans, legal immigrants and their families, that could be the ruin of us all. So, how many Xeron Gs are there in the United States? In certain areas where MS-13 is operating, and it doesn't matter if they're illegal, you know, dreamers, whatever they are, when they're getting ready to go, when they're trying to get jumped into the gang of MS-13, well, they got to go kill somebody. So they're killing children because they're very easy targets, killing children. So they're killing children right now. MS-13 is killing children in the United States as a move to gain entry into MS-13. And and you Democrats are bringing illegal aliens to the State of the Union address to try to prove your point. You have proven your point. I get your point. Let me tell you the point that I've gotten from you. And I do not extend this to your followers, your base, as you would, because your base listens to you. You protect lawbreakers. And it's if a few of us have to get killed so that you can have these people here to vote for you, that's why you need them. You need them to vote for you. Well, you know, if you're going to make an omelet, you're going to break a few eggs, right? That's what you're thinking. Yeah. So, I get it. I get it. So, all right. I saw that, and I mean, that just makes me angry thinking about it. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of Knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.